Sunday, April 21st, the Lakers-Nuggets series was just so obvious and knew it all along, and any real basketball fan would know exactly what's about to happen and what happened last night, other than you didn't know the Lakers were going to come out looking phenomenal in the first half, because they did. LeBron did. AD did. They were sharp all over the place. I think they put up 60 points in the first half, which is a shit ton in today's NBA playoff, especially against a good team like the Nuggets. But it was 60-57 at halftime when about 4 minutes or halfway through the second quarter, the Lakers were up double digits at least. It was like 13, I think. And then I was at my friend's house and we were watching the game and they were up double digits. And, you know, I was talking about, you know, they have to be up like this in the fourth quarter to really have a shot. Because I just have so much trust in the Nuggets' ability to execute at the end of the fourth quarter. Instead, what happened in that moment, or around that moment, not even instead, but in addition to, the Nuggets like turned it up a notch, and I'm like, oh, watch this. They're about to try right now. And like within 2 minutes of game time, the Lakers' 13-point lead was down to like a 2-point lead, and then it was tied. And that's what this team can do, and why I thought 2 months ago and 2 weeks ago and 2 days ago that they are going to win the championship again. At the very least, they're going to come out of the West, and why I really didn't think the Lakers were that much of a threat to them, even though the Lakers put up a valiant effort in the first half. But it just comes down to these guys being championship caliber execution with the best player in the world, and it's going to be a problem unless you blow them out, which is going to be really hard to do. So game one, other than an exciting first half, kind of, unfolded as one may expect. The Lakers are just, unfortunately, overmatched.